Philippe Saint-Pierre, 50 certain care today's date is 10/19/2024. Dictation is for Laura Membrano. Membrano spells M-E-M-B-R-A-N-O. Laura spells L-A-U-R-A. Date of birth is 01/02/1972. A 52-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph is Membrano has a history of hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypercholesterolemia, and vitamin D deficiency. She's here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill. She states, since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Review your systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% of room air, blood pressure 129/89, pulse 66, respiration 18, temperature 98.2. PNS paragraph HENT normal. S paragraph neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. PNS paragraph respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period, next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period, next paragraph. Abdomen, none distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, correction, normal bowel sounds, no tenderness of palpation, no rebound, no organomegaly, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neural alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerve, normal motor and sensory functions, and normal mood and effect, and normal, period. Next paragraph, the extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is hypertension, number 2, gastroesophageal reflux disease, number 3, hypercholesterolemia, number 4, vitamin D deficiency, period. Labs were not drawn today. Patient had labs recently, approximately 3 or 4 months ago. We'll do labs in 6 months from the last time she had a labs drawn, period. A review of patient's recent mammogram. She completed this mammogram on mammogram was completed on 4/15/2024. Results are as follows. No significant masses, calcification, or other findings seen on either breast. The tissues of both breasts are heterogeneously dense, which could obscure detection of small masses. Prior outside films were requested but did not arrive. Radiologists indicated they have read this study without comparison to avoid delay, period. However, the impression is that the impression is no significant mass, no calcification or other findings seen consistent with cancer or other masses, period. Patient's medications were refilled as follows. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily, 90 days, number 90. Next medication, omeprazole, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, simvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, vitamin D3, 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 12. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.